I'm Ros Atkins. Welcome to the BBC of your say live from the Conservative Party Prince in Manchester.
The Arabs can create a vacuum in a very short period, and there's a danger. How are we going to fill the vacuum?
The UK's involvement in Afghanistan and Libya is very well known. Its politicians and diplomats also play influential roles.
Hello and welcome to another airing of Radio Cultural on 93.3 CFRU. My name is Januka, and today we'll be listening into the second part of Benny Quay's interview. Benny Quay is the international student advisor of the university, and he deals with most of the needs of international students throughout campus. We have Candy Stewart, the OIA program coordinator, conducting the interview, so let's listen in.
Like if she come out of space, I can remember rock and roll. Had the whole place under control since college.
What about students who may have concerns with the English?
Actually, at the undergrad level, you have to have, you know, English proficiency. But that really doesn't tell us much, because students will have a hard time speaking the language and understanding the language, because when you study a language in the classroom, you may excel at it in exams, but you know, you may not be able to communicate very well. So one of the things that my office tries to encourage is for the student to be interacting with other students. Okay, English has to be the medium. Yeah. So while members of a tribe will speak your language, I try to tell them, you know, your English has not improved. You arrived here 3 years ago, and I still don't understand you. Mm. And I'm pretty sure you don't understand your professors. So, you know, join the hiking club, join the dance club, so that you will have to speak English. Yeah, I'm quite serious about that, because you know, the trouble with the multiculturalism policy is that we actually encourage people to be tribal. We encourage people to be ethnocentric. We actually even put money into it. Why should I be paying for somebody, you know, to teach for the kids to go and learn Punjabi? I mean, I think it's the parents' and grandparents' job. I think I would rather the money be spent on you know, giving people who have very poor English the opportunity to study English, yeah, because they need English in this society. It is as if I were to go to Kenya and I expect everybody to speak English because I don't speak their language, and I know they don't speak my language, Malay. I mean, that would be very foolish. Yeah, so anyway, but nonetheless, I think this country is very good to immigrants. Yeah, you know, they give them the opportunity for job training, yeah, settlement, you name it. And we have in Guelph, luckily, an organization called Immigrant Services, which helps the newcomers.
Okay. Well, Benny, as you know, I was an international student here at the University of Guelph, and I had, you know, questions, I had concerns, I had issues, and I came to you for help, you know, but I may have thought that I was the only one going through that problem, but, you know, the students who are going through similar issues. So maybe we can discuss some of the common questions or concerns you've helped students with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they range from I mean, especially with the older students, you know, accommodation is certainly a prime concern, because, you know, they like to know if the where they're going to be staying is only a 5-minute walk to the university. So I said, if you would like that, then you have to be living in residence. You know, even living in residence will be at least a 10-minute walk to your class. Another concern is, as I had mentioned earlier, is food. Can I buy this? Can I buy that? And I said, yeah, pretty well. I would conjecture 90%, you know, of the stuff you can buy. Yeah, when I first came to Canada, I couldn't find this eggplant that we call brinjal. It was only many years later that one would see eggplant being sold in grocery stores, and that is thanks to the immigration, immigrant population. Now I've lost my train of thought. What was your question again?
Okay. Before that, I can also add that a lot of grocery stores now have an international aisle, so you're able to find your foods in the grocery stores, which is completely different from when I was in school. And I mean, of course, there's always the and there are ethnic food stores around the city as well, too. Mm-hmm. But coming back to the question, so again, around some student concerns.
We talked about
food, and we talked about housing.
Money is always a concern. Now, with undergraduates, we certainly expect their parents to be paying for the children. And that is, that's little problem among undergrads. There's only one or two cases where the father or mother or both may have lost their jobs. Depending on where the student is at, if the student is going into their last semester, we certainly try our best to make sure the student finishes. We try to pay part of their tuition. I try to give them a little bursary, but of course they will still need to depend on their relatives. And one of the nice things about most of my international students is they still come from a system of extended families. So if mom and dad cannot pay, they may go to the aunt, the uncle, the cousins, those who may be able to help a bit. But if they are just in their earlier years, first, second year, I tell them, I would suggest that you go home, try to get a job at home, because for you to be here, you're going to be spending your parents' money, and because you're not a student, you wouldn't be able to get the off-campus work permit. You have not graduated, you wouldn't be able to get the post-graduation work permit. You'll be bleeding your parents dry, so go home. Go fishing. Put food on the table. Of course, I think the it's not really a concern as much as reality that hits almost everybody, whether they're a graduate or undergrad, is the whole reality of friendship. Students do make, within the first weeks, first 2 weeks, do make acquaintances and friends, and so that'll be taken care of. And among my grad students, sometimes I have to tackle domestic marital issues. For some reason, people think, they're international students, they don't have the similar problems that we have. Which is really a rubbish statement, because we are all human beings. If we are married, we certainly will have issues and problems related to being married. So I've had to play, sort of mediator a couple of times, but we have a department on campus that deals with family relations. I have a name there. I would send this student and his or her spouse to be talking to that person who is a professional. Because it's usually factor in the cross-cultural, and it becomes pretty complicated. It is all together easy for me to say, you have to help your wife. She may be at home, had been at home all day doing nothing, as you put it. But she's been taking care of the two kids. And by the time you come home, she's very tired. Why don't you help to, you know, chop the onions, wash the veggies? But of course, some men will come from a culture where that is, oh my God, they'll never lower themselves to that level of doing woman's work. Yeah, so I try to tell them that education is more than acquiring those initials, you know, after your name. Education is more than what you learn in your labs and, you know, in the four walls of your classroom. Yeah, education includes life, and you must, you know, especially when you have a spouse and kids, spend time with them. Yes. Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay, so I know you talked a little bit about the importance of making those friendships in order to help you adjust here to life in Canada. You know, I noticed that you didn't mention that cultural transition as a concern, or otherwise known as culture shock.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk about that. Yeah. Have you seen it? Obviously you have. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what it looks like. And
Yeah. It's very much like the sky and the clouds. You got to be blind or stupid not to be aware that that's there. Mm. Now, unlike my colleagues across the nation, I really do not give too much attention to culture shock. You see, when you focus in on some pathology, whether it's, you know, you've got a tapeworm in your tummy or you have a bad headache, then you're focusing on the ailment. And the last thing you want to do with someone who has an ailment is to focus on that ailment. You try to distract their attention from the ailment. So what do we do to try to distract that? You know, we try to get them a partner, albeit short, for a short period, through the LINK program. We try to get them the Office of International Affairs and as people, including, I've forgotten her title now, my colleague Candace Stewart, who she and the students organizes events for our international students. And I guess we've got to be very careful with the next trip to Niagara Falls, young people tend to be energetic and not be aware of safety issues. But anyway, all kinds of events. And thanks to the clubs on campus, there are many clubs on campus that some of our international students are members of, but I would like actually more of our international students to become members of, so that they will meet other people, so that they will, you know, just not sit down or lie down, meaning, you know, get fat and unhealthy. So they will actually move their limbs. So hiking club, there's the cycling club, there's the dancing club. Hey, what better way to meet someone, you know, through dancing? So these events, are good if international students participate in them. But as I've said, oftentimes you can take the horse to the water, but you cannot make it dance.
Yeah, you know, there are times that you hear about an international student, and I mean, obviously the same thing can happen to a Canadian student who is missing home, who spends all the time on the computers, talking on Skype to their families, and,
yes,
you know, just an encouragement again for students to come and join some of these clubs or events so that they can meet friends and feel a part of Canada, of Guelph as their home.
Eu não queria te dizer, mas já faz muito tempo, perdido assim em suas cadeiras. Meu barulho, um lamento, lamento de não saber se a vida foi. Mexe as cadeiras. cadeiras. Meu barulho, um lamento. Lamento de não saber se a vida foi.
There's also going to be that UHIP session, so again about the University Health Insurance Plan. You can come and find out what your health insurance plan can do for you, and maybe what you can do for it. And we're also going to have in the winter semester a representative from the American consulate going to come and answer some questions if you would like to apply for a U.S. visa. But I highly recommend that you come to speak to Benny before you think of applying for a U.S. visa, especially if you're a new student here in Canada.
That's right. And on that note, you know, I can understand students wanting to visit the U.S., but I encourage students to visit Canada. Go on a trip to Ottawa, to Montreal. Spend your money in Canada. But anyway, not everybody can get a U.S. visa. I know everybody wants to see the Statue of Liberty. I never understood that, but never mind. On the UHIP, medical insurance, I have a little appeal to students. You know, many of you come from a similar system where medicine is socialized compared, say, to the American system where you have to buy your private insurance, you know, to be attended to by in a hospital. In Canada, we have socialized medicine, and many students also come from a similar kind of setup. Now, my advice is do not tax the health system. Meaning, when you have a little headache, don't, oh my God, I got a little headache. I've got to go see a doctor. Yeah. Because let me tell you now, that waiting room is going to be pretty full. And you're going to get a bigger disease than a headache by being in the waiting room. And if you go to a walk-in clinic, many of these walk-in doctors will charge you far more than what UHIP will reimburse you. Actually, UHIP is based on OHIP, the Ontario plan, and it will only reimburse you up to $45. So the doctor may charge you $75. There you go. You have lost $30 by going to a walk-in clinic because you had a little headache. Now, always remember, too, we have our health services on campus, although it's not open. And I remind students that in Canada, you know, generally we work 5 days a week, unless you work shifts in a factory or something. Yeah, so if it's just a headache, I would suggest you, you know, take an aspirin or two, or Tylenol if you have a weak stomach, and sleep it off, and wait until Monday. So please do not abuse the health insurance scheme. Yeah, I know some of you, you know, want to have plastic surgery to look like Michael Jackson, but I'm very sorry. It doesn't pay for that.
And just for a little preview of that UHIP session that we're planning in September, are dental services covered by UHIP?
Oh, I'm afraid not, because as I said, UHIP is based on OHIP, the Ontario Health Insurance Plan, and certainly the government of Ontario will be bankrupt if it covers dental costs. However, all students at the University of Guelph, you know, there is a dental plan. Yeah, and one that you can even opt out of. I suggest you do not opt out of it, because you know, it's better to have a plan that covers you up to $500. And $500 means perhaps 2 visits to the dentist. Yeah, but if you have major work, yeah, I would suggest that you really, to be honest with you, international students have no business having dental problems, unless, of course, you know, it's a wisdom teeth coming out. They should have had their teeth checked before they come. And since many of them, especially undergrads, do go home at least once a year, have your dental work done at home. It's much cheaper back home. Now, you may say, well, Canadian dentists are better. Well, that's fine. Just pay for it yourself, because your $500 allowance will be used up in 2 visits. Yes. And UHIP also doesn't cover drugs, prescription drugs. Yes. And, you know, a nice thing is the student health plan does. Yeah. And you just have to go to the right pharmacy. Metro Pharmacy and Zayas Pharmacy would be good. So, because the dispensing fee is only $6. If you were to go to Shoppers Drug Mart, I think it's anywhere from $12 to $18.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but our students, being so young, really, you know, they if they visit a doctor more than once a year, I think they would have visited a doctor too often. Yeah.
Okay, Benny is a very resourceful person. He's very approachable, and his office is always open for you. And maybe Benny can tell us how you can find him if you're looking for him today.
Yes, well, my office is on the third floor of the UC. The UC is the University Center. Yeah, take the stairs, but if you want to take the elevators or lift, you take the north elevators to the third floor. My office is just quite close to graduate studies, and it's in the student life area. There is a reception desk there, and peer helpers, students will be staffing. There's always somebody there. If there's nobody there, you know, don't get excited. Go for a little walk and come back, because people sometimes have to go to the washroom. People do take lunch. Yeah, people do, you know, have a little siesta. That means they have a little sleep. Of course not.
Okay. And for people who may want to call you or to send you an email, how can they reach you? I know you have a very funny way of giving your email address.
Oh, so. Yes. Well, you know, there is a really a great machine in the late 20th, and we are now in the 21st century. It's called Google. But better still, go and visit the university website and type the name Benny Quay in the search box, and it'll show you where he's located. So I'm on the third floor, room 318C. Yeah, so, you know, I'm quite, my door is always open, unless I'm having a snooze. Now, in Canada, most people do break for lunch between 12 and 1 p.m., although sometimes I take my lunch from 1 to 2. So if my door is shut and I have a little note saying returning at 1 p.m. And my door is shut, please don't knock on my door. Okay? Yeah, unless it's an emergency. And if it is an emergency, you should be dialing 911, not come to my office. All right? So nothing is that important that you cannot wait.
And your email address?
Oh, my email is B is in Budapest, Q is in Queen, U is in Utopia, A is in
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I don't like the traditional words. And Y is in... yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes. So, BQUAY at uoguelph.ca. My extension at the university is 53954. The university telephone number is 519-824-4120. My extension is 53954. If I'm not there, the voicemail will kick in. So, please leave a message. I cannot call you back if... you know, you do not leave a message. And when you come and see me, don't say things like, you know, I've been trying to call you 29 times. And I said, oh, you like wasting time.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, Benny. And it's a pleasure working with you. Thanks again for joining our show today.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Memórias que ficaram de dia.
So this concludes our show for today. We hope you enjoyed our show, and for more information on what you've listened, please check our website at studentlife.uoguelph.ca/OIA. Thank you again for tuning in on 93.3 CFRU Radio Cultural. My name is Danuka, and we hope that you can join us again next week for another show.
Não vejo a morena nas sandálias de prata. Só tristeza no meu coração. Me embalo nessa triste melodia. Uma ponta de esperança nasce assim dessa canção. Já dizia o poeta, o samba é filho da dor. História da dor que se transforma em alegria. Pra que samba? Esse samba só traz melancolia. Memórias que ficaram de um dia. Só tristeza no meu coração. Me embalo nessa triste melodia. Uma ponta de esperança nasce assim dessa canção. Já dizia o poeta, o samba é filho da dor. É a história.
There are 29 days to vote in this provincial election. Students in Guelph can vote for their home electoral district by special ballot at the returning office at 292 Speed.